Hello, this is Carrie. Today you're going to hear a podcast that if you listen to and follow my guidance, will someday get you a job that you really wanted. I'm serious. I'm going to talk to you about interviewing, a subject I'm very confident I have quite a bit of knowledge on. Reason being, experience. I've conducted hundreds of interviews and prepared for a significant amount of interviews in the hundreds also. And I don't normally say I'm good at something, but this is something that I truly understand. It amazes me that most people believe they don't have to prepare for an interview extensively. I believe you do. And those that do prepare don't put enough time and energy into it. Yes, it's true. You should know the subject matter yourself. But there's a whole lot more to being prepared for an interview. So I'm going to give you some very important tips, some important things to do before, during, and after an interview. And importantly, a couple of ways to end the interview that just about guarantee you the job. Okay, first off, you got to organize your thoughts going into the interview. What are you trying to communicate to the person that you're going to be interviewed by or the people? Okay, there's certain things that you want to get across, and you need to make sure that you find a way to get across it in the interview. And if you prioritize those and say, look, these are the five things, here's what I want to make sure. They understand my experience. They understand that I'm a go-getter. They understand that I did this on my own. All sorts of things. You need to get ready and get them prepared. Organize your thoughts. Prepare for the questions. And I'm going to get into that in a second, because you can guess probably 80% of the questions that are going to be asked. So why not write them down and prepare for them? Remember this, though. You're presenting who you are. So don't get nervous. No one knows you better than you. There are no quick trick questions. If there are some, which I've had some, you answer them. They're just looking to see how you can handle it. If you can handle, you know, I don't know, stress or whatever it may be. It's sort of silly when they do it, but what the heck, you know, you can handle it. Remember that. No one knows you better than you. It's actually a fun thing if you think about it. You get to talk about yourself for a full day, if it's a full day of interviews, a half hour, whatever it may be. A key to being well prepared for the interview is researching, one, the company, which you better do, and two, a lot of people forget this, the people. And when I say, first I'll say the company. The company's simple. You go on the internet, you understand what they do. You understand what is their vision, what are they trying to do, who are they, what are they doing, okay? And you come up with questions associated with that. Well, I saw that your strategy for going into new markets is X. Well, what do you know about that? Can you help me understand that better, you ask them. The other one, though, the people. I think it's wild. People don't look, use social media the right way. Use it if you're going into an interview and you know the people that you're going to be interviewing with. Look them up on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Okay, you're not stalking them. Even if they see that you looked at them on LinkedIn, they're going to think that's good, that's smart, that you looked and you figured out who they are, what makes them tick, what jobs they've had. What makes them tick is interesting. If someone knows, I'm a very big Tampa Bay Lightning hockey fan. If they know that, and I'm a big Buffalo Bill football fan. If they know that, they may be able to bring up that as a subject and talk about something that gets them more involved in the interview. So if you're being interviewed, you want the interview to become more of a conversation. And the way to do that is to sort of say, after you may answer a question, say, and what's your perspective? You know, when they say, what's your strengths? You say, what strengths do you believe are necessary when you came to this organization you need? Think, okay? People who think going into an interview and during the interview are the ones who do well. I started to say this about questions. Prepare at least 5 questions. I went overboard. I did 15 to 20. And it's okay to have them written out and refer to them. As a matter of fact, make sure you bring a pen and a pad and write stuff down no matter what. And then they know you're paying attention. You ask them a question, say, you know, hey, this is what I think is important in this job. You write it down so they go, oh, wow, this person pays attention. But if you're asking questions, it's okay from your iPad or whatever it may be, because it shows you're prepared. Practice for the interview. You know they are going to ask certain questions, so write out the answers and practice. I can't tell you, nobody does it. Do it. It works. You then are not thrown off when someone asks you something and you're very well-versed and prepared. Some questions. I'm not going to go over a bunch of questions, but think about it. They're going to ask you, I used to ask an open-ended question and let the interview flow from here. The open-ended question was, just tell me about yourself. And the interviewer, and that's a common interview practice, then they can probe on different areas. Why do you want to work here? They're going to ask you that. What skills do you have that match the job? Or they'll ask you about specific skills. Why did you leave other jobs? And we'll talk about a couple of these in a second. What are your strengths and weaknesses? Of course, they're going to ask that. Or opportunity areas. What are your career plans? What are your goals? They're going to ask these things. Don't just answer questions with one-word answers. Expound on them. Talk to them. Here's what I would do, a three-step answer. One, answer the question directly. Two, explain it. And three, back it up with an example. So think about it. They ask you, what type of leadership abilities, do you have leadership abilities? Let me back up. What strengths do you have? You answer directly, say, one of my main strengths is leadership. So you answer, you did number one. Two, you explain it. Leadership is something that I've had all my life in terms of opportunities and things that I've had to do because of a number of things. And then you back it up with a specific example. You know what? Let me talk to you about a specific example that I had where I led people to do the right thing. Now you're answering it completely. You're answering it the right way. Have examples ready. Also have examples ready and use them. Don't just say, my strength is leadership. Tell them what you've done that exemplifies that. They may ask you if you have a job, why are you leaving your current job? When you answer that, one of the best things to say, it's not why you're leaving the job. Make sure you stress they won't be happy to lose you. It's what I'm moving towards. Always it's what you're moving towards. Specifically, their job. I'm not leaving unless I get this job, is something you want to tell them. Their job interested you. That's why you're looking at leaving. By the way, this is really important. I don't care if in the middle of that interview you say, I don't want this job, I don't like this person, I don't know, whatever. Your goal in that job, in that interview, is to get the job. Understand that. Understand no matter what. It's not questioning, I might want to do it. No, you want to get it because you can always decline the offer. And you can, if you really think you're out, it doesn't matter to you in the middle of it, at least you're practicing your interview style, okay? Some obvious ones, look clean, neat, be punctual. Dress the way they do or slightly better. It's okay to ask before what's appropriate, the appropriate dress code is. That's certainly fine to do. Be polite and nice to everyone. I say that because I've had a number of candidates come in and they weren't very nice to my assistant. And I would always ask my assistant, what do you think of that person? Or there's people that they may meet along the way that may come to you and say, hey, did you talk to this person? I thought they were really, really friendly. Good stuff. Your goal is to get that job. And it's okay, by the way, and I used to say this, say something like, you know what, I'm normally modest, but I know in the situation of looking for a job and interviewing, my job is to talk myself up. So I'm going to do that, understand I'm not like that personally, but I know you need that. And here's one that's very interesting. It actually got me my first job. I didn't have a weakness. I didn't have a weakness to communicate. I didn't think through it. And I knew the interview was going bad. So when they asked me my weakness, I said my weakness was interviewing. And I didn't understand how I got, this was the first interview I got. They brought me back into the corporate offices. I didn't know how. And actually the guy who brought me back ended up being the CEO of some major companies. And he said, the reason he had me come back is my weakness answer. Because he said, interviewing, yeah, the interview wasn't great. He said, but you knew your weakness. So you can't lose because at least you're saying that this is the worst thing about you. And if it's going well, then wow, you're pretty good if that's the worst thing about you. One thing I want to tell you is you've got to have passion. You've got to show passion in an interview no matter what. If you don't show it, you're out. And that's real easy to do. Get yourself pumped up like it's the big game, because it is. Ask for their input also as to what they would do if they were you starting the job. Now, at the end of the interview, do two things. And I think if you do at least one, probably both of these, I do both of them, it's impossible not to get the job if you're if you're qualified and you've done the things right during the interview. Tell them, you know, they're seeing quite a few people for the job, so it's going to be difficult for them to remember everything about you. I say, I get that. It's too much. But I want to leave you with two things to remember about me. It could be three, but two to make it simple for now. One should always be, no one will work harder at their job than me. That you've overcome obstacles that others haven't, or you just let them know you're going to work harder, and you're going to show, tell them, you say, I can give you an example if you want, but I just want you to understand that. And you may have already talked to that a bit. The other thing is something, you're going to leave them with something that as you listen to them, you heard was important in that job. And you may leave an example about that. So that's one part. The other part is, this gets them every time because nobody does this. Nobody does the first one either, but the next one. Finally, what you do is you tell them that this is your only opportunity to present yourself, and you want to answer any objections about yourself or any unclarity they have about you now, rather than have you leave and they think something about you that isn't true. You tell them you want to handle the opportunity to, you want to have the opportunity to handle that objection. Think about it. You could say, I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm not trying to do that, but I really want to be able to answer it. And you know what? Whenever I've done that, they've come back with something and I've been able to answer it, because a lot of time it's unclarity. A lot of times it's something that you have that you just haven't communicated. It works, and it's really cool. They actually say, wow, you know what? This is something, it's a question that makes a difference. Remember, you're selling and persuading. So brush up on your communication skills. Think about this. In every job interview, you're being evaluated on your communication skills. You got the interview based on something, usually the strength of your resume. So you get the job based on how well you communicate during the interview, no matter what type of job you're applying for. Strange, huh? Communication matters. Lastly, I'm going to say, don't forget to follow up. And I know the easy way is to send them a quick, email. Everybody does that. Do this also. Send them snail mail. Send them a letter, thank you letter, to their address. You'll be the only one who does it. And it comes to them a few days later. Send it that day or the next day if you can, because then they'll get it during the decision-making process. Works every time. Okay, so these are just a few tips. And I understand I went longer than normal. I was going to break this up into two episodes, but I didn't want to break up sort of the thought process. Please, I hope you've listened to this. If you're serious about getting a job, spend more time understanding the interview process and how you can improve your interviewing skills. It will definitely improve your chances of getting the job you want. This is Kerry Siegel asking you to please not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.